Has anyone ever been stuck in a lift before?
Yeah. I could
have been thinking. Yep, a few of us. Yes, I have as well. And when you go into the lift, you know what you're meant to do if you get stuck, don't you? We know what we're supposed to do. There should be a button there, or there's a box there, and you're supposed to open that box and ring someone or press the panic button. But when it happens, do we do that? I don't know. I got stuck in a lift in Colindale a few years back. It was one of those tower blocks, and it was quite hot. There were quite a few of us in the lift. I think there were about 7 of us in the lift. And it was I think it was about 13 floors. And we don't know where we were, but we just knew that we started and we got stuck. And as soon as everyone realized that we were stuck, people started yelling, they started banging, calling out, help, 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 help. I can't remember exactly whether I was yelling or I was banging, but we were all doing something. And a lady at the back suddenly said, shut up, the lot of you. So all eyes just turned and looked at her. And she just calmly came forward and opened the box that we all knew about, picked the phone and spoke to someone. And from then we were, the fire brigade came and rescued us from that lift. And it is the same with life, you know. Every now and then we will get stuck in places where we really don't want to be there. And as Christians, we're supposed to know what to do. We've got a line, a telephone line that is never engaged, never busy. You pick it any time to speak to God, He will answer you. But what do? We panic. We jump here and there. We're banging as those people banging in the lift. We're yelling for help, asking for help everywhere, panicking. But all we need is to pick that phone line in our prayers and put everything in God's hands to help us. But then, sometimes we find it difficult to pray. We don't know how to pray. So what do? Because later on, we will be looking at the Lord's Prayer and what the disciples actually asked Jesus to teach them. And then you ask yourself, He's not here in person. Who do we ask to teach us how to pray? How do we learn how to pray? And teaching us how to pray, it could come from any source. It could be a little kid. And it reminds me of a surgeon who, the surgeon had to put this little girl to sleep. The girl was going for surgery, and she was 7. And the consultant anaesthetist said to her, we're here to make you better, but before we do, we need to put you to sleep before we can help you. The girl said, and the anaesthetist got the girl's hands, and the girl said, just hold on a minute. The anaesthetist stopped and looked at her. And the girl said, well, if you're going to put me to sleep, I need to say my prayers first before I go to sleep. I can't sleep without saying my prayer. So the anaesthetist said he was shocked. He just stood there, and the girl closed her eyes and prayed, said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. And this I ask for in Jesus' name. Amen. And said, you can start now. So the anaesthetist started. And he came back and said, when he went home that night, he repeated that prayer. And he taught his children how to say that prayer. And I just thought it was amazing. You can learn how to pray from everyone, from anyone. It could be a little girl like this one teaching an older person. Amen.